जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी। यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी। यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। श्री राम संकीर्तन की। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो फर्स्ट चैप्टर 8 चैप्टर एंटाइटल प्रेयर्स बाय क्वीन कुंती टेक्स्ट नंबर 26 प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी। जन्मैश्वर्यश्रुतश्रीभिर् एधमान मदपुमान् नैवार्थ अभिधातुं वै त्वामकिञ्चन गोचरम्। जन्मैश्वर्यश्रुतश्रीभिर् एधमानं मधपुमान् नैवार्थ अभिधातुं वै त्वामकिञ्चन गोचरम्। जन्मैश्वर्यश्रुतश्रीभिर् एधमानं मधपुमान् नैवार्थ अभिधातुं वै स्वाम किंचन गोचरम्। जन्मैश्वर्य श्रुत श्रीभिर् इधमानत्मधत्तुमान् नैवार्थ्य विधातुं वै स्वाम किंचन गोचरम्। जन्मैश्वर्यश्रुतश्रीभिर् एधमानत्मधत्तुमान् नैवाविधातुं वै वामकिञ्चनगोचरम्। जन्मैश्वर्यश्रुतश्रीभिर् एधमानत्मधत्तुमान् नैवार्थ्यतभिधातुं वै त्वामकिञ्चन गोचरम्। वट् टु वट् मीनिङ्ग्स् जन्म बर्थ ऐश्वर्य ऑपुलेंस श्रुत एजुकेशन श्रीभि बाय द पोजिशन ऑफ ब्यूटी एधमान प्रोग्रेसिवली इंक्रीजिंग मध इंटॉक्सिकेशन पुमान द ह्यूमन बीइंग न नेवर एव एवर अर्हति डिजर्व्स अभिधातुम टू एड्रेस इन फीलिंग वाई सर्टनली त्वाम यो अकिंचन गोचरम्। One who is approached easily by the materially exhausted man. Translation: My Lord, your Lordship can easily be approached, but only by those who are materially exhausted. One who is on the path of material progress, trying to improve himself with respectable parentage, great opulence, high education, and bodily beauty. Cannot approach you with sincere feeling. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Being materially advanced means taking birth in an aristocratic family and possessing great wealth, an education, and attractive personal beauty. All materialistic men are mad after possessing all these material opulences, and this is known as the advancement of material civilization. But the result is that by possessing all these material assets, one becomes artificially puffed up, intoxicated by such temporary possessions. Consequently, such materially puffed up persons are incapable of uttering the holy name of the Lord by addressing him feelingly, O Govinda, O Krishna. It is said in the Shastras that by once uttering the holy name of the Lord, the sinner gets rid of the quantity of sins that he is unable to commit. Such is the power of uttering the holy name of the Lord. There is not the least exaggeration in this statement. Actually, the Lord's holy name has such powerful potency. But there is a quality to such utterances also. It depends on the quality of feeling. A helpless man can feelingly utter the holy name of the Lord, whereas a man who utters the same holy name in great material satisfaction cannot be so sincere. A materially puffed up person may utter the holy name of the Lord occasionally, but he is incapable of uttering the name in quality. Therefore, the four principles of material advancement, namely high parentage, good wealth, high education, and attractive beauty, are, so to speak, disqualifications for progress on the path of spiritual advancement. The material covering of the pure spirit soul is an external feature, as much as fever is an external feature of the unhealthy body. The general process is to decrease the degree of the fever and not to aggravate it by maltreatment. Sometimes it is seen that spiritually advanced persons become materially impoverished. This is no discouragement. On the other hand, such impoverishment is a good sign as much as the falling of temperature is a good sign. The principle of life should be to decrease the degree of material intoxication, which leads one to be more and more illusioned about the aim of life. Grossly illusioned persons are quite unfit for entrance into the kingdom of God. Om Jnanati Virandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatyadeshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvise Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukam Karoti Vacharam, Angum Langayate Girim. Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande, Shri Gurum Deenatarinam. Hare Krishna. So, although unqualified, I have been given the service of speaking something from Srimad Bhagavatam. So I seek the blessings and prayers of all the devotees who are hearing this class, online, offline, so that I can speak something meaningful, which is transformational to both of us. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st canto, 8th chapter. The beautiful prayers, series of prayers by Kunti Devi, glorifying the Supreme Lord Krishna, and the way he actually protected Kunti Devi, Pandavas, in such difficult situations. So she has been wonderfully praying different prayers, and we have seen so many different speakers speaking on that. So then she begins with the prayer like, you know, God is invisible to all, he cannot be seen by all, because he has been covered by the curtain of deluding material energy. Even great personalities, you know, Paramahamsas, they are not able to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then she speaks about her own condition, being a woman, how can she understand Krishna? And then to witness the childhood pastimes of the Lord, to understand the childhood pastimes of the Lord, that is even very rare, right? And then she goes on speaking about the different dangers Kunti Devi and Pandavas they faced, right from the beginning of the childhood, and how Krishna protected them at all times. And now she is praying, now everything is fine and you are leaving us. And then she is praying yesterday's verse, please give me more difficulties so that you can always be with us, you can remain with us. And she is preferring difficulties over the opulences. Now in this verse, she is giving the reason why she preferred difficulties rather than the opulences. The reason is mentioned in this particular verse. So she is explaining here about those people who cannot approach Krishna with feeling. So she is giving the four characteristics here, you know, good birth, wealth, and then Aishwarya, beauty. And she is mentioning how these can become obstacles on the path of devotional service, especially to call out the Supreme Personality of Godhead with feeling, with heart. So why these people who possess these four characteristics, they cannot able to call out the, and why they actually long for these opulences for the first thing. So to take birth in an aristocratic family, you know, people want to take birth in a, especially in American countries like America, Western countries, where there is so much of opulences, and people wanted to take birth in rich families. Of course, after having taken birth, it is not possible to go back and, you know, take birth again. But they wanted to improve their conditions of life, right? People want to become knowledgeable, people want to become beautiful, people want to become, you know, rich. So people are longing for these material comforts. Why? Because they can live a very comfortable life. And it is attractive to everyone actually. Everyone wants to become the center of attraction in this world, so that people become attracted to them. Alright? So the problem is, she is saying, Kunti Maharani is saying, that people may become intoxicated by such opulences. People may feel that I am rich, I am educated man, I have money, I am beautiful, and they may become puffed up. And why these people, they get intoxicated when they possess this kind of characteristics, this kind of opulences? Because Prabhupada mentions, they forget the purpose of life. The aim of life is to please Vishnu, samsiddhir haritoshanam. And instead they get entangled so much in the sense gratification of this world, so they are not able to understand the essence of the scriptures. That is to develop love for Krishna, which is possible by calling out the Supreme Lord with great feeling, with helplessness and dependence on the Lord. So this is what is missing in their lives. And also because of the egoistic bodily concept of life, identifying themselves with body, they are not able to understand the purpose of life. And in one place, Srila Prabhupada mentions about rich man, how the wealth can become an obstacle for people to call out Krishna with feeling. So he says, nowadays people have become so puffed up with money and wealth, all that. So they don't go to temple themselves. And when someone is going to temple, you know, they try to tease them and they try to ask them questions. Okay, you are going to temple? Okay, please ask him bread and butter when you go to the temple. And when this person comes out, this rich man, they ask him, so did you get bread and butter after you prayed to the Lord? Then this poor man says, no, I didn't get anything from the Lord. Oh, don't worry, I will give you. So then he provides a lot of bread to them. And then he says, then who is greater? Who is more powerful? We are more powerful than the God. Then Prabhupada mentions, this is how the communists, they, you know, try to make their propaganda in this way. So Prabhupada again speaks about Krishna conscious communism. We also have a Krishna conscious communism. He says, everything belongs to Krishna, right? Then everything should be used in service of Krishna. That is how we see communism, or devotee sees communism. And in this verse, it is nicely explained about the material fever, which is aggravating day by day, especially in this modern age of civilization. This fever is increasing, going on increasing. The temperature is increasing day by day, right? Sometimes a rich man, he may have duties at home, You know, some people, due to the tradition and culture, they may have deities at home also. But unfortunately, they don't have any time to worship the deities. And they hire a pujari who can take care of the deities. Right? So who is going to benefit there? The pujari is going to benefit, not the people who had the deities. Of course, they will get some sukriti, they will get some benefit out of it. But the problem is they are not able to call out to Krishna with feeling, you know, with dependence and helplessness in their heart. There is a problem with the wealth. And when it comes to beauty, you know, I remember one story long back, maybe in 2005 or 2006. His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, he was speaking to some of the students from IIT Mumbai. So he gave a session, then after the session, he asked for questions. And then one student asked this question. Maharaj, you know, people feel that I am beautiful. This is how he started his question. People feel that I am beautiful. And this actually distracts me. I am not able to chant. You know, because I feel that, you know, I am beautiful. People are attracted to me. All the time I am thinking about that only. You know, so that's the problem that can happen with beauty also. Then Maharaj nonchalantly replied, my dear Prabhu, indeed you are beautiful. Because you are a devotee of Lord Krishna. Right? So the correct understanding is not there, and we get influenced by these opulences in our lives, and we are not able to sincerely practice the Krishna conscious activities. And we also see classic example from Srimad Bhagavatam about the yagyik brahmanas. So they had everything with them. They had beauty, they had knowledge of scriptures, and they had good birth. You know, they have taken birth in the family of brahmanas. They could chant mantras so nicely. They also knew that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because they have read the scriptures so nicely. But they could not able to call out to Krishna. They could not able to serve Krishna. Why? Because of their attachment to the position that they are in. Right? So, these are some of the problems with these opulences. That these can become an obstacle. And lack of proper understanding of the scripture is also one of the reasons. Like it is mentioned, Prabhupada mentions, so one who possesses these beautiful qualities, it is because of one's previous karma, pious activities that they have performed in their previous lifetime. And they work hard so much in this lifetime to gain these opulences also. People forget that these opulences are coming because of previous karma. And then they spend their whole life in struggling hard so that they can become rich, they can become powerful, influential, famous person. Right? So beautiful shloka from Srimad Bhagavatam. Tatyaiva heto prayateta kovido na labhyate yad brahmatam uparyadha tad labhyate dukhavad anyatha sukham kalena sarvatra gabhira ramhasa. So persons who are actually intelligent and philosophically inclined should endeavor only for that purposeful end which is not obtainable even by wandering from the topmost planet. So down from Brahmaloka down to Patal Loka. So he mentions, as far as happiness is concerned, it is going to come because of our previous karma. Like we also get suffering in this world, although we don't pray. No one prays for suffering, but still it comes. So similarly, in due course of time, you are going to get opulences also if you are entitled for them, because it is all depending on your previous karma. So why are we not able to call out the Lord with feeling? What can be the reasons, right? So the reason could be when we have these opulences, we start depending on these opulences, right? We think that these are the securities of my life. They are going to protect me. And we start taking shelter of these opulences. That is the problem. So people may think, my family will protect me, my family will take care of me. My bank balance will help me when I am sick. And my life insurance policies, they are going to help me in the need of my time. So in this way, people try to depend on these things. They take shelter of these things, thinking that these are the securities of my life. And that is how they are not able to call out to the Supreme Lord with feeling. Right? So, they are not able to attract the attention of Krishna. So it is mentioned Krishna cannot be purchased by these opulences, by the person who possesses these opulences. Right? Prabhupada gives an example of a child. A child who is desperately calling out for help to his parents, who shows dependence on his parents, that child can attract the attention of his parents. Similarly, when we have this helplessness situation of feeling of helplessness, feeling of dependency on the Supreme Lord, only then will be able to call out to the Supreme Lord with feeling. One time, one devotee, he shared his experience. So he was in Jagannath Rath Yatra in Jagannath Puri. So for a moment he was thinking, you know, I am here in the dham, you know, I am taking darshan of Lord Jagannath also, but the feeling of helplessness is not there. The feeling of dependence is not there. I am not able to pray sincerely to the Lord. Oh Lord, please kindly bless me so that I can helplessly take your names. So he was praying like this. And to his surprise, what happened? After some time, he lost his wallet, you know, which contained a lot of money, which contained his ATM card, credit card, everything he lost. And then for some time, he was so shocked that he could not able to understand. Then he thought, oh my God, Krishna has really took me so seriously, my prayers so seriously. I didn't expect that, you know, he would respond so soon. And then again he desperately prayed to the Lord, please, you know, help me. Without these things, I cannot go back. So, we cannot pray like Kunti Maharani. Right? Give me problems so that you can be always with us, or I can pray to you sincerely. So, it is not our level. So, based on our level, of course, Krishna will also give us problems based on our capacity to handle that. So, otherwise, it is very difficult to call out Krishna with feeling. So, these qualifications which are mentioned in this shloka, of course, they are very good qualifications with respect to material dealings in this world, but they are not necessary for us to develop friendship with Krishna, develop love for Krishna. They may not be needed. They can eventually become obstacle on our path. So, Lord is the property of those who are impoverished, as mentioned in this shloka. So, it is not, impoverishment does not mean that, you know, they hate these opulences, but they are not concerned with these opulences. They don't have any value for this. You know, that is how their disposition is. So, but nature of the world is that, you know, even when you have all these opulences with you, still you may be miserable also. Because there is something missing in my life. Kuch to ek kami hai jeevan mein. Sab hai lekin kuch to ek kami hai, and then we are distracted and we are not focused in our bhakti. Prabhupada gives example of Chitraketu Maharaj. His birth was in an aristocratic family. He had all the opulences, he had wealth, he was famous, he had good education. Everything he had at his disposal. But he was very much aggrieved because he did not have a son. Right? So the person can remain perpetually dissatisfied even after having so many opulences. Right? So many people, they postpone their sincerity in Krishna consciousness. Aage karunga, I will do it again. You know, maybe after some time, after this problem is solved, I will become serious. You know, they keep on postponing the process of sincere surrender to Krishna. Right? So one time one person, he was walking on the side of a beach. So he was planning to take a bath in the beach. Right? So he wore gamcha, towel and all that, and he was ready to take bath in the sea. But somehow he was not going into the water. He was just walking by. And a person who was observing this for a long time, he was feeling, why this person is not taking bath, although he is ready. So let me go and inquire. So this person comes and inquires from him. Sir, what is the problem? Do you need some help? Why are you not taking bath in the sea, although you are ready? So he says, I am ready, but you know, there are so many waves, such big waves are coming. So maybe after this wave subside, I will take bath, which is not going to happen. Right? It is never going to happen. The problems are going to come and it is never going to end. Till our last breath, we may have to go through difficulties in life. So, someday we have to start. Right? So, even those who have opulences, they may feel that I am lacking something in life. And they are aggrieved because of that. And that's a distraction to them. So Lord can be approached by those who are materially exhausted. And Mother Devahuti, she says to Kapildev, Aho Batashva Pacho Tagaryan Ya Jivagre Vartate Nama Tubhyam. So in this shloka she is mentioning, even a person born in a low family of dog eaters is glorious if he always chants the holy names of the Lord. Such a person has already performed all types of austerities, penances and Vedic sacrifices. Even if someone thinks that, you know, I don't have these opulences and I'm just, you know, I'm a devotee. Maybe I should have had these opulences. So, but then it is said it has already been exhausted by all of us, those who have taken up to devotion to Krishna. So we have already went through that in our previous lifetimes. Right? Such a person has already taken sacred bath in the rivers, holy rivers, the Vedic scriptures. Right? And now he has taken to the worship of Lord Krishna. So similarly, Kunti Devi is also praying here. Right? So those who are materially impoverished, those whose material life is exhausted, they can actually call out to your names with feeling. So the whole world, if you see, people are after trying to get recognition in this world. Right? Recognized by the people of this world. Trying to please them, trying to flatter people. Somehow or other, let me get recognized. Because this is the need of the soul. Right? So the best thing is that let us get recognized by Supreme Personality of Godhead. Let Krishna be able to think about us. So we should be trying for that. So the Supreme Lord Krishna, he does not care for these material qualifications. And he says, bhakti can be only, Krishna can be purchased or conquered only by bhakti. Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavanyash chashmitattvata. So one's desire and sincere devotion to Krishna can only actually attract the attention of Krishna. There is no other way. No other qualification can actually attract Krishna. So we'd like to discuss one beautiful pastime from Chaitanya Charitamrita, where there is a beautiful, wonderful devotee of the Lord who was totally impoverished, but still he was happy chanting the names of Lord Krishna. So he was the wealthiest person actually, as per Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this beautiful shloka, Kolavecha Sevakera Dekha Bhagya Seema Brahma Shiva Kandeyar Dekhiya Mahima. So behold the great fortune of Kolavecha Sridhar. Lord Brahma and Shiva shed tears upon seeing his greatness. So one cannot attack Krishna by any amount of wealth, followers or learning. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is controlled only by pure devotion. So this is the tip. And dhane jane panditye krishere nahi paye keval bhakti ravasya Chaitanya Gosai. So as I mentioned, not any amount of wealth can actually attract Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Kolavecha Sridhar is a typical example of how a poor man with no material possessions can become a most exalted devotee of the Lord. So we'll go through briefly the pastimes of Lord Kolavecha Sridhar. So he was a very poor Brahmana, very poor person. He has just ragged clothes and he has one small thatched hut. And he was totally emaciated, right? Because he did not get enough food. He was a poor man. And he had a broken roof with so many holes. And during the rainy season, the water would come inside. Sometimes he has to use umbrella inside the home also, right? And he had a very dented iron rod. No thief would dare to even steal that, you know, iron pot. So he was unknown. He was so unknown to people that, you know, no one knew about him. Many people would actually call him Kolavecha, not even Sridhar. Someone who actually sells banana leaves and all that. So people even didn't know his name also. Right? So he had no fame, he has no prestige, no money. He has nothing except one thing. He loved Krishna. He chanted the names of Krishna, completely satisfied within himself. This was his quality. So, and whatever little income he would get, you know, 50% he would be using in worship of Mother Ganga, and with barely, you know, with the remaining 50% he would manage his daily necessities. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as little Nimai, he would visit Kulavecha Sridhar. There he was to sell the banana, sometimes banana, sometimes banana leaves, sometimes banana flowers, like this, whatever is available to him. And Nimai would come to him and, you know, bargain him for the price. So Kulavecha Sridhar, he was a different kind of businessman. You know, I remembered the example of Tukaram Maharaj also. So he goes one time to some small village to sell chilies. And people come and just take away without paying money also. And he's happy giving that. So Kulavecha Sridhar was also a similar kind of businessman. So little Nimai would come and, you know, he would bargain for the price. And he would ask for half of the price. And then Kulavecha Sridhar would say, I'm already reduced the price much less than the half. And you are asking even less than that? It's not possible. Maybe you can go to some other place where you can get a good bargain. I am not going to give you. But, you know, Nimai would not go because, you know, he wanted to take from Sridhar only. And then again he would bargain for a lot of time. And finally he would say, if you are not going to give me half the price, then I am just going to take it as like this and I am going. And Nimai would take without even paying also many times. So, like this way, every day, you know, little Nimai would come to the, it is not a shop, but it is a place where, you know, Sridhar was selling these banana leaves and all that. So one day, Nimai, he asked to Kulavecha Sridhar, why do you worship Krishna? What is he doing for you? See your condition. On the other hand, you can see these demigod worshippers, these atheistic people, they are so opulent, they have so many riches. And you, even after having chanting the names of Krishna, you don't have anything. So what is the use of such kind of worship? You have a straw hut and your roof is leaking all the time, right? You don't have a furniture and one dented iron pot to carry out all the purposes. You know, he would carry out all the purposes with that one single pot. He would use it in the toilet, he would use it to drink water, he would use it to wash clothes, to clean, all with one, all purposes with one pot. And he was having clothes which had so many holes. And there were many knots on his clothes, and the original cloth was missing actually. Maybe more than 20 knots was there, you know, and you can see the painting there with so many knots. Emaciated, undernourished. And sometimes people would throw rotten vegetables in the night time when he used to chant loudly during the night time, thinking that, you know, maybe he is hungry. Chalo kuch phek dete, khake shanti se so jayega. But no, he was happy chanting the names of the Lord. So then Kulavecha Sridhar, he replies to Nimai Pandit, to little Nimai. He says, I have been seeing my life, you know, and I have been also observing the life of people. I now come to a conclusion. I have this understanding. Then he says, the Supreme Lord, he is actually the caretaker and maintainer of everyone. Right? So he is taking care of the king, he is taking care of the little small bird also. So both of them, they are getting their needs by the mercy of Krishna, by the Supreme Lord. So they are also happy. Everyone's need is getting fulfilled. So my need is also getting fulfilled, so I am happy. So why should I long for these opulences? So then Nimai Pandit says, Nimai, little Nimai, he says, you are a cheater. You are trying to hide something. Actually, you have a lot of wealth. I think you are cheating, trying to cheat me. So one day I am going to expose you to the world. Expose the wealth that you possess to this world. So in this way, every day he would come to this small place of Kulavecha Sridhar, bargain for hours and hours of times. And then he would go many times without even paying anything. And every day, somehow, Kulavecha Sridhar, he had some lot of love for Nimai. He didn't know that he was God. But, you know, there was attraction for him. So every day he would actually wait for him when Nimai would come and, you know, actually bargain with me. So he would wait for that day. So Then one time we have this beautiful pastime of Mahaprakash Leela, wherein when Mahaprabhu was giving mercy to everyone there, so he calls out the name of Sridhar. He says, go and bring Sridhar. So then everyone says, you know, who is this Sridhar? We never heard about this devotee. So that was his position. No one knew, even the devotee community, they didn't know about the existence of Kulavecha Sridhar. So then Mahaprabhu mentions the address of Kulavecha Sridhar. You go this way, you know, you will find this place. And you will understand someone who is chanting all night, he can be Kulavecha Sridhar. So go and bring him. So then he was brought in front of Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives him the eight-handed form darshan to Kulavecha Sridhar. And also Nityanand Prabhu, he, you know, shows the Vrindavan, the beautiful Vrindavan to Kulavecha Sridhar. And then Mahaprabhu, because he was so happy, he was so satisfied with the devotion of Kulavecha Sridhar, he asks him, do you want some benediction from me? I would like to give anything, whatever you ask to me. I am ready to give you the opulence of this world, the kingdom of this world. I am ready to give you palatial buildings, everything, whatever you ask me, I am ready to give. So then Kulavecha Sridhar, he says, no, my dear Lord, I don't want any of these things. That will be a distraction for me. So here we can understand how Kulavecha Sridhar, he had this proper understanding of these opulences can be distraction for one's bhakti. So then Mahaprabhu further asks him, do you want liberation? Do you want Vaikuntha? Tell me whatever you want. Do you want Ashtasiddhis? I'm ready to give that. So then, holding his hands, Kulavecha Sridhar, he prays, my dear Lord, I don't want any of these things. If you are insisting, then I would pray for one thing. So I would always would like to remember that beautiful form of little Nimai, who would come to my place bargaining for the bananas. I want to remember that form, my dear Lord. I don't want anything else. So in this way, actually the heart of all the devotees who were present there, their hearts were also melted. And they started crying, seeing this beautiful exchange between Kulavecha Sridhar and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So one day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, along with some of his associates, you know, he goes to the place of Kulavecha Sridhar, the thatched hut. So from the path, you know, the place is near Chand Kazi's house actually. So then he goes there, and with that pot, dented iron pot, Mahaprabhu drinks water through that pot. And when Kulavecha Sridhar sees that, my dear Lord, he is drinking water from this pot, so abominable. I have just used to wash my feet and I also drink water from the same pot. How can you do this? He actually, you know, become unconscious for some time. And then he says, today actually I understood what is Krishna Prem after drinking water from this pot. My dear Kulavecha Sridhar, you have actually given me the Krishna, you have given me Krishna Prem. I am grateful to you. So in this way, Mahaprabhu, he glorified this personality who was totally impoverished, who had nothing with him. It is not that, you know, Kulavecha Sridhar is one day going to build temples for Mahaprabhu. In the moment of Mahaprabhu, he didn't possess anything. But still, he was giving so much time to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu could have done so many other things in life, but he chose to spend every day 2 hours with this devotee. So he's trying to, you know, demonstrate to all of us that, you know, we cannot purchase Krishna by all these opulences mentioned by Kunti Maharani. We can only purchase Krishna through our devotion, through our bhakti. So the conclusion is that one can attain shelter of lotus feet of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not through these material opulences, by taking shelter through the process of devotional service. So we have so many such examples. We have the recent examples of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. He also practically possessed nothing. Akinchana Gochara. One time a wealthy landlord, he comes to see Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. So he wanted to invite him for a program to his place. So then Babaji Maharaj asks him, so you already have so many people to control under you, so why do you want to control me by inviting me to this program? So then he says, no, I'm not, you know, we are not trying to control you. I'm not trying to control you. But if you come to our place, then if you grace our place, then, you know, we will be benefited by your presence. We don't want anything from you. We actually want to follow your instructions. So then Babaji Maharaj says, okay, you want to follow my instructions? Okay. So listen to my instruction. So my instruction is you sit here and chant Hare Krishna and don't go home forever. So dar jata hai. Kaafi mahanga padega hai. So then, so this is how this personality was, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. He would not depend on any of the opulences of this world, completely free from that. And he would rather avoid the association of such people. He would sit in the toilet and chant the holy names of the Lord. You know, no one comes there to disturb him. Right? And sometimes, devotees of the Lord, they fear to get these opulences. I saw opulences, mil rahe to nahi chahiye, nahi chahiye, nahi chahiye. So we have this example of Vasudeva leper from Kurma Kshetra. So this is the pastime wherein, he could not able to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu leaves that place and then he is hankering for the darshan of Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu, understanding the heart of this Vasudeva leper, he comes back and gives darshan to Vasudeva leper. And this leper, he had, such a bad situation of his health. No one would dare to even, come near by him. And Mahaprabhu comes and embraces Vasudeva leper. And as soon as he embraces, his body becomes completely strong and healthy. So now he is praying to Mahaprabhu. Kintu achila bhala adhama hoya ebe ahankar mora janmi be ashiya. So he's saying, so being meek and humble, this Brahmana Vasudeva worried that he would become proud after being cured by the grace of Mahaprabhu. So now because he has received this beautiful form, so he may become proud. That was his fear. Then Mahaprabhu replies, Prabhu kahe kabhu tomar naba nabe abhimana nirantara kaha tumi Krishna Krishna nama. So Mahaprabhu is giving the solution here. So you will not become proud. Don't worry. Just chant the names of Lord Krishna. Always continuously chant the names of Lord Krishna. You will not become proud. And he further instructs him. He says, Krishna Ubdeshikara Jivera Nistara Achirate Krishna Toma Karibena Angikara. So then you continuously chant the names of Krishna. At the same time, spread the glories of Krishna. Teach about Krishna to everyone. So he is giving two instructions that can actually protect us from becoming proud. Right? So this is the fear of the devotees. And so taking this instruction to his heart, Vasudeva Lepar actually chanted the holy names of the Lord Krishna continuously, calling out his names with feeling, with his heart. So how to chant feelingly, how to chant with one's heart? So one time when Srila Prabhupada, he was working as a chemist in Allahabad, Prabhupada had a shop there. So one person comes to meet him, one known person comes to meet him. So he says, Abhay Babu, can you please give me formula by which I can become happy? You have so many chemicals, so many medicines. Give me one medicine, one formula by which I can become happy forever. So then Prabhupada, he answers, he says, I have only one formula which can make you happy. And then he chants this beautiful verse. Trinadapi shuni chera, tarorapi sahishnuna, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sadahari. So this is the only formula by which we can become happy in life. By imbibing the qualities which Mahaprabhu mentions in this particular verse. So it is not that, one should not have these opulences. The point is that, one may become proud of these opulences. And one may get distracted from the path of devotional service. That is the fear which, Kunti Maharani is explaining here. So it's better to be poverty stricken and call out to Krishna. That is much safer in one sense. But of course, if we have opulences, then we have to be grounded. Grounded with the quality of humility and tolerance. That is what Mahaprabhu is saying. So whether one is a poor person, whether one is a rich person. So if we are grounded with this beautiful quality of humility, then we will not get distracted. Even a poor man can be, proud of his penny. they can also become proud of whatever little they have. That can happen with anyone. So the devotee is the richest person in this world because he possesses Krishna. He has such wealth of Krishna. The greatest dhan is the dhan of seva, and chanting is also one of the services. Seva dhan. As some of the devotees, they mentioned the different levels of happiness that we have in this world. Jadanand, people, you know, trying to seek happiness from the matter of this world, from material objects. And then comes Brahmanand, which is millions of times greater, which can give greater happiness. And then comes Premanand, then one develops love for Krishna. And even greater than Premanand is Sevananda, to have service of Krishna. That is the greatest wealth one can have, the greatest opulence one can have. So when Putana, she comes to, you know, kill little Krishna, so Krishna was closing his eyes. He was, you know, actually, he was awake, but he was pretending to be asleep. So Krishna was thinking, one of the reasons the acharyas give, so Krishna was thinking, if I make this lady my mother, if I give her the position of mother, then people may call me partial. ऐसे कैसे दे दिया इसको इतना कृपा, हमको नहीं दिया इसको दे दिया. सो पीपल मे ब्लेम मी फॉर दैट. सो देन ही स्कैनिंग ऑल द डिफरेंट लाइफ टाइम्स ऑफ पूतना, सीइंग कि इफ शी हैज डन एनीथिंग गुड, इफ शी हैज डन एनी पायस वर्क इन हर लाइफ, सो दैट आई कैन गिव हर दिस मर्सी, आई कैन जस्टिफाई टू दिस वर्ल्ड, यू नो, नो नो, शी हैज डन समथिंग गुड. सो देन ही गोज टू द प्लेस वेर, यू नो, शी वॉज द सिस्टर ऑफ बलि महाराज, रत्नमाला. And when she sees the beautiful form of Vamandev, she develops this Vatsalya bhav for Vamandev. And in that bhav, she actually prays, you know, let me feed this little child my milk. So that was the desire she had in her heart. And of course, when everything was taken, she became very angry on Vamandev. And then she desired to feed poison to Vamandev. And that is how she becomes Putana. So Krishna actually recognizes that one particular desire of Putana as Ratnamala. She wanted to serve me. She wanted to feed me milk. So that is the seva dhan. Because she possessed the dhan, she was rescued. She was liberated from that abominable position. So devotee is the richest. He is the wealthiest person. He does not want to even merge into the Brahman effulgence. We have so many prayers by different devotees. Mentioned in Nectar of Devotion, Srimad Bhagavatam, how they did not want heavenly planets, they did not want the sovereignty over this earthly planet, they did not want liberation also. And that is how Mahaprabhu recommends to, you know, pray. The devotees should pray this prayer. So after this beautiful shloka, Trinadapi Shunichena, Mahaprabhu gives this shloka. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, कवितां वा जगदीश कामये मम जन्मनी जन्मनीश्वरे भवता भक्तिर अहेतुकीत्वे. सो ऑन वन हैंड, आई मीन दे आर द सेम थिंग्स. कुंती महारानी, शी इज ऑल्सो एक्सप्लेनिंग दैट दीज आर द ऑब्स्टकल्स, दे कैन बिकम ऑब्स्टकल्स ऑन द पाथ ऑफ भक्ति. एंड महाप्रभु इज अगेन सेइंग द रिपीटिंग द सेम थिंग. सो ही इज सेइंग दैट अ डिवोटी डज नॉट डिजायर टू हैव दीज थिंग्स बिकॉज दे कैन बिकम ऑब्स्टकल. द ओनली डिजायर दैट द डिवोटी दे हैव इज, let me serve the Lord life after life. That is the only desire of the devotees. Now, we have seen one example of Gaur Kushal Das Babaji Maharaj. He was completely Akinchana. So there is another type of Akinchana like Bhakti Siddhant Sarvesh Thakur also. He was such a scholarly person. He was so educated. He knew the essence of scriptures so well. Right? And he was having so many opulences also with him. He would wear very opulent coats also. And he was having an ambassador car, which was so rare in those times. So having all of that also, he was grounded. Right? Because he was using all that in the service of Krishna. So this is another kind of akinchana where he uses everything that he possesses, all the opulences in the service of Krishna. Right? So Saraswati Thakurji, he is the one who actually taught us this principle of Yukta Vairagya. Although Rupa Goswami gave it, but practically how to implement this principle of Yukta Vairagya was given by Saraswati Thakur. So this is another kind of akinchanas who can actually call out to Krishna. And then we see the life of Srila Prabhupada also. He was tested twice by Krishna. So one time when Krishna took away everything from Krishna, you know, he was bankrupt, his business was totally collapsed, family issues, so many things, and preaching was not working. So he was engulfed with so many different varieties of difficulties. And later on he was again tested by Krishna when he was given a lot of opulences. But because Srila Prabhupada was grounded with humility, he took shelter of the holy names of Lord Krishna. So when Prabhupada used to mention that when he went to America for the first time, so when people were asking how he could do that, so he just said, I went there, I sat in the park, I just chanted the holy names of the Lord and everything happened. So that is the kind of faith he had on the holy name, right? And because of that faith, he could do so much in just 12 years of span. So these are some of the points I thought I would discuss in today's session. So to briefly mention about what we discussed, so these opulences can become obstacle, those who are not grounded in humility and the Vaishnava qualities. But at the same time, these opulences can be used in the service of Krishna under the guidance of devotees. And we have also seen the beautiful history, the life history of Kolavecha Sridhar, who was such an impoverished person. He didn't have any possession, but he was totally satisfied in chanting of the names of Lord Krishna. And how he actually purchased Krishna by his devotion, we saw that. And then we also saw how devotees, they become fearful to actually obtain these opulences, to receive these opulences. And we have seen the example of Vasudev leper, how he was fearful, and then Krishna, you know, Mahaprabhu assures him, don't worry, chant Krishna's name and preach the glories of Krishna to everyone. You will be protected. And then we have seen the example of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also, who actually taught us how to use everything that we have in our possessions in the service of Krishna. And we can actually please Krishna, we will be protected. So we'll stop here. Hare Krishna. So any comments or any question, one? Otherwise we'll stop here. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Hare Krishna.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram.